of the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, leading up to this week's edition of the Dream Big America contest. That's coming up in a few minutes. Three contestants vying for this week's position, which will put them in the running for the end of the month $20,000 prize. So we'll be very positive about that. We have that coming up in just a matter of moments. Three contestants, all with their eye on the sky. Very cool stuff. That's good stuff. Bob Inge in the news, according to a story that's at DougSteffen.com today. Mr. Inge will readily admit, Roberta, he has made some mistakes in his life. One of those mistakes, according to the 57-year-old father of two, was when he started smoking 40 years ago. Now, he is dying of lung cancer. Last week, doctors told him his cancer had progressed to stage 4, gave him the option to either continue treatment or go home and spend his final days with his friends and family. Mr. Inge chose the latter. His cancer diagnosis came at a tricky time for his family. His 23-year-old daughter, Brittany, was set to graduate Saturday from Longwood University in Farmville, Virginia. She said that she would not attend the ceremony without her dad. When I found out he was dying, I decided I was not going to walk across the stage without him. He made my dreams come true. He paid for college. Then, she says, a miracle happened. Word of his health and Brittany's dilemma had reached Longwood University officials.
Wow.
They reached out to the family, offering a special private graduation ceremony so the father could be there with his daughter.
Isn't that incredible?
When they called me, I started crying. Brittany said, at first my dad wanted to wait till Saturday, but once he realized there was a possibility he wouldn't be there, he did it early. So, 20 of her friends and family entered the rotunda at one of the buildings on campus to watch the ceremony. President of the school presided. There wasn't a dry eye in the room. I imagine, huh? So, he feared he would die before watching his daughter graduate. He did not die before she graduated. Apparently, though, this may be his last week. So, but I happen to have a friend who's a professor at Longwood. Her name is Patsy Lust. She's in charge of the music department. Went to Heidelberg with me. And what a great story.
Sounds like she should be working at Hooters.
She's a character, I'll tell you that. You know what? With a story like that, how do you... I think we need to take a break. And
Wonderful story.
Isn't that a great story? It is a great story. All right. Dream Big America. Speaking of great stories, we got three great ones coming up in this half hour on Good Day. Stay by.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It's a five-hour drive to Grandma's house. That's 10 car songs, 15 games of 20 questions, 20 answers to the same question.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Oh. And one stop to refuel.
The quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too, for more quality moments along the way. Because the quality fuel here...
Are we there yet?
Yes, we are.
We'll get you there.
Grandma!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
You'll be able to vote later today and tomorrow for the one out of three that you think really is the winner here. You can go to dreambigamerica.us. That's the website where all the information on all the contestants is every week. And you can vote either there at dreambigamerica.us, or you can text DBA to 612-22-DREAM. Let's find out who our contestants are this week. Travis Watson is with a company called Be Positive, and I'm thinking we're going to have some fun with that. Crystal Plew is here from Amazee in San Francisco, and Tyler Hayes from a company called Prime. Joining us as the panelists, who will ask each of these contestants a quick question at the end of their presentations. Each will get 2 minutes to present themselves. Stephanie Burns, who's the CEO of Chic CEO, one of our partners in Dream Big America. Stephanie, thank you for being here. I know you'll pay close attention. You've done this before with us. So let's get right to our first contestant, who's Travis Watson in Dallas, founder of Be Positive. Travis, you know the rules. You're going to have 2 minutes to explain what there is about your company that's so unique, why you would like the support of the people listening to the program, people that follow you on social media, and go to the dreambigamerica.us website to read more about you, hear more about you. But it's really nice that we have the opportunity to learn through this medium what your company is all about, and thus I'm guessing probably we'll learn about you. So, Travis Watson, without further ado, let's get into what Be Positive is all about.
Thanks, Doug. Yeah, so Be Positive is a buy one, give one dog treat company. And the idea started about 2 years ago after adopting my own dog, Lola, and seeing firsthand just how much these shelters and rescue groups really rely so heavily on donations and volunteers to operate and run their businesses. So after seeing that, I just decided I wanted to do something to help out. And I created a way for people to easily give back, people that wanted to also, people that share in that kind of wanting to help out dogs that are still waiting for new homes, by allowing them to buy treats for their own dogs, and at the same time, those treats help give back treats to dogs waiting in shelters. And Doug, the treats that we're giving back to shelters are doing some really amazing things, and the shelters are using them for obedience training, using them for leash training, and even as an icebreaker for a first-time meet-and-greet. You can imagine a shelter environment can be sometimes hectic, and when someone comes in looking to adopt a dog, even the nicest dogs might be a little reserved and shy at first, but you bring someone in with a Be Positive treat, and all of a sudden that dog recognizes, hey, this person is friendly, I'm going to open up, and that hopefully leads to more adoptions. The treats are really healthy, so they also provide a really healthy snack for not only the dogs in the shelters that we're giving back to, but also your dog at home. So when you give your dog a Be Positive treat, you know it's the highest quality and it's going to be really healthy for them. So to sum it up, Doug, Be Positive is on a mission to enrich the lives of dogs in your home and in dogs in shelters across the country.
All right, Travis Watson from Be Positive, BEPAWSITIV. I guess you get the gist and the origin of the company by listening to the description and understanding what it's all about by going to their website at It's BePositive.com, right, Travis? BePositive.com. Yep. All right. By the way, congratulations to last week's winner. If you didn't hear or hadn't been to the Dream Big website, the winner of the week, first week of May, was Haroon Ishmael with Akiba, allowing people with diabetes to live their lives untethered from glucose meters, that sort of thing. Quite an original idea and got a lot of support. So that brings us around to our next contestant. We have with us Crystal Plou, who's from a company called Amazee, A-M-A-Z-I. I'm a little dyslexic with my M's and my A's today. A-M-A-Z-I. Crystal Plou here from San Francisco. She'll be questioned by Stephanie Burns, as will the other contestants, once we get through the first round, which is basically the presentation. And this information, by the way, all the audio will be at the dreambigamerica.us website for you to listen to during the course of the day. You can read more about these contestants, decide which one you want to support. Some people just get so excited about this thing, and they listen and they are voting every week just because they want to support entrepreneurialism. We there all the way on that. So, Crystal, having said that, you're the founder of Amazee. Let's hear your story. You have 2 minutes right now to tell everybody why you want them to support you in your quest for winning here on Dream Big America.
All right. Well, good morning. So here's the problem, which some of you may have in your hand right now or maybe in the car while you're listening. There are 66 billion plastic water bottles consumed annually in the United States alone, yet only 13% of them are recycled. So it's leaving the rest to litter our landfills, waterways, and landscapes. The devastating impact this has had on the environment and our health has steadily increased the sale of reusable containers, and yet we found that 90% of you have refillable containers. You just don't know where to fill them up at. There's also tons in cities, hundreds of campuses, and even more businesses and retailers that have installed water refill and hydration stations, yet there's currently no effective way to find these locations. So I created Amazee, which is an app and a website that helps you find these clean water locations to refill your reusable containers to end the use of bottled water. We kind of like to consider ourselves the Yelp for water. And our mission, it's to make refilling your bottles as easy as buying a new one. And we're the only app of its kind that will provide you nationwide locations of everything from filtered water dispensers, drinking fountains, and springs. We even give you the data on the quality of your tap water so you can make informed decisions on the water that you're drinking. We also offer reward programs such as Refill and Redeem or Track Your Impact, and incentivizes consumers to support local businesses while tracking the environmental and financial and philanthropic impact of their choices. So a little history. Amazee means water in Rwanda, and we're a mission-based social enterprise dedicated to not only eliminating the consumption of bottled water, but aiding in the global water crisis, which includes over 800 million people a year without access to clean water, which is why we also give a portion of our proceeds back to those clean water initiatives around the world. And as we grow, we plan to partner with water filtration and eco-friendly bottle companies to have our own refill stations and bottles available in retail locations such as Starbucks, Chipotle, 7-Eleven, and also through our own online marketplace. So pretty much in the end, our goal is to help change consumer behavior against the necessity of bottled water, help the planet, and teach the world to refill happy.
All right, that's time. Thank you. Crystal Plou from Amazee. Interesting to find out the derivation of the name there. We have another contestant who will be up, and then Stephanie Burns will ask all three of them the question of the day from her. Tyler Hayes from Prime up next here.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Big America Contest, the portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program that every week focuses with panelists and with people that are presenting themselves who have great ideas for new businesses. The idea is to focus on them so that they can get some notoriety and help their business with the websites. You go to dreambigamerica.us and also find out more about the contestants there. You can vote on our dreambigamerica.us website, social media being what it is. The people who have social media support oftentimes win in these contests. So let's see where it all shakes out this week. We've heard already from Travis Watson at Be Positive, Crystal Plou at Amazeye, and now we have Tyler Hayes from San Francisco, who has a company called Prime, P-R-I-M-E. Website is stayinyourprime.com. Tyler, you'll have 2 minutes to present your case, and then we'll have Stephanie ask all three of you a follow-up quick question. So, Tyler, the floor is yours, as it were. 2 minutes you have to explain why you want people that are listening to support you and Prime.
Thanks. Good morning. So here's the problem. Hospitals have your medical information, and health insurance companies have your medical information, but there's really someone very important who doesn't have your medical information, and that's you. So a Prime is a free app that instantly aggregates all your health records from all your doctors right on your phone. Now, we do this because somehow over a decade in the 21st century, from anywhere in the world at our fingertips, we have all this amazing data. We have this banking data, our education data, our home utility data, but we don't have access to the most personal of our information, which is our medical data. And I think it probably goes without saying that this is no small problem, but just for fun, I'll put into context how big of a deal this really is. So over 130 million people in the United States have a chronic illness. And they don't have access to their decent access to their own medical records. They end up carrying around these thick binders of paper records and bags of pill bottles to share that information with their doctors and their family. We thought it could be done better, which is why we created Prime, and we think of Prime as the health record reinvented. Prime instantly aggregates all your health records from all your doctors, totally automatic, so you never have to manually enter anything. And today, Prime supports over 300 healthcare providers, which gives us over 50 million patient coverage. Prime is designed for mobile from the ground up, so you have that information you need, when you need it, and where you need it. And Prime is fully HIPAA compliant, so you can feel comfortable sharing that information with the people who need it. So really, for the first time, there's no more fragmentation of your medical information and no more need to manually type in any of that information yourself. It's a quantum leap forward. Prime, absolutely, again, we feel is the health record reinvented and in your pocket. And you can find Prime in the iPhone App Store today and at stayinyourprime.com.
All right. Good job. Thank you. You can vote for any one of these three. The audio is at dreambigamerica.us, and you can vote there. You'll find the information, and you can just click on vote. Let's get quickly Stephanie Burns in here to ask a follow-up question, starting with Travis Watson. Stephanie, who's the co-owner and CEO of Chic CEO, one of our partners. What's your question for Travis Watson at Be Positive?
Great job, Travis. My question is, how do you plan to go to market? Are you going to be selling only online? Are you going to partner with big retailers? What's your plan?
So last year in June, we launched online, and right now we're still in kind of the phase one where we're selling direct to the customer through our website, bepositive.com. So right now, that's what we're focusing on, trying to build up the brand, build up recognition, and eventually I would like to go to retail just to be able to expand and reach even more people and, you know, obviously in turn be able to increase our give back program as well. So that's hopefully down the road, but right now straight to consumer through our website.
Stephanie Burns, question for Crystal Plou of Amazai.
Hey, Crystal. Awesome job. My question is, how do you plan on creating revenue for your company?
Right. We've got a lot of different revenues in our business model. A lot of it is affiliate revenues. Also, customer engagement programs. We provide a conduit between consumers looking for convenient places to refill and the businesses who provide those services. The businesses can have in-app ads and those types of things. If you're at a location, up pops a coupon or other reasons to keep continually coming to those locations, which businesses would pay for. Also, data licensing. We're hoping to license our API to fitness apps like MapMyFitness or Strava and those types of places, and even Google Maps, where it can show refill places within those. And also our marketplace and equipment and licensing sales. We want to have our own refill stations. So if you went into Starbucks, instead of asking for a cup of water where you get plastic, you know, cup, lid, straw, all of that, you would have your own Amazi station within there.
All right. Last question. Stephanie, you're on with Tyler Hayes. We have about 35 seconds for the question. Tyler of Prime. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Tyler, what made you want to tackle this issue?
Yeah, I usually explain it as two parts. One, we saw the problem ourselves, and two, we saw the opportunity. We had family who were experiencing health issues themselves, and it was just so frustrating to try them, to watch them try and get all their information when they were sick in the first place. The thing you should focus on when you're not well is getting well, not on trying to get all your information from all your doctors.
Well, there's a good, that motivation is always good when it comes to the family and friends. Stephanie Burns, co-owner and CEO of Chic, CEO in La Jolla, California. Thank you for being here to ask these questions of our three contestants. You'll be able to vote 30 minutes from now and through 2 o'clock East Coast time tomorrow for either Travis Watson at Be Positive, Crystal Plou at Amazai, or Tyler Hayes at Prime. Check them all out. The descriptions of their companies and them is at dreambigamerica.com. US, where you can also vote. Vote for your favorite, get the audio, and move straight.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The ladies are here and the guys are out. Richie's lost.
Do you know how long it's been since you boys have been outnumbered?
It's been a while. I like it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Frankly, I prefer your company. I like Kenny's company. He's good because he helps keep us focused. Richie, I enjoy his company as well. But I really like having the two of you here so that we may have our fun together. Yesterday, we ran a contest because yesterday was the anniversary of the first limerick having been published. Michael, as a matter of fact, why don't we, as a result of the tribute, our video of the day today, sort of as a leftover from yesterday, this comes from one of the best limerick sites on the web. I can't tell you that there, actually, Kenny and I were talking about this yesterday afternoon. There are dozens, as there are, when you go to the web, you can find dozens of everything. So, as the consequences of our intended interest were to get you to smile a little bit, here is just a little quick snippet of one of the limericks from one of the better, I thought it was one of the better limerick sites, in fact.
There once was a man from Peru who dreamed he was eating his shoe. He awoke with a fright in the dead of the night and found that his dream had come true.
Okay, so
that's most funny because
here's you missed yesterday, Roberta.
Oh, man.
All right, so here, then we had this limerick contest on Facebook. We got a couple. I got some email from some people. This was written by Connie.
Yes.
There once was a man named Dougie, loved a dog that looked lots like a puggy. He raised his cow in a barn on his great big old farm and sold great milk in a glass juggy.
Isn't that great?
So we.
I love it. I think it's a good one.
Yeah, I think we'll have to put that in the stores.
But, absolutely.
Right, exactly. A silly young man from Clyde in a funeral procession was spied. When he asked who's dead, he giggled and said, "I don't know. I just came for the ride."
That's the runner-up. Is that Hans?
Yeah, that's Hans. All right, so what we're going to do is give to Connie and Jennifer. I think you'll pass this along. We have the information on how you, Connie, can get the $50 gift certificate from Sherry's Berries. Good for yummy, yummy strawberries, other kind of berries, with the wonderful chocolate coverings, the coatings. Mm-hmm. You will find them.
Mm-hmm. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum. Yum, yum. All right, so let's move back into the other news circle and cycle. By the way, Jennifer has television news coming up in a few minutes. A lot of people are talking today about the Donald Sterling interview with Anderson Cooper that appeared on CNN last night. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there was a joke that was left unsaid last night by any of the monologuers on the late night shows. Mr. Sterling started off the conversation with Anderson Cooper by apologizing for hurting people.
I'm not a racist. I made a terrible, terrible mistake. And I'm here with you today to apologize and to ask for forgiveness for all the people that I've hurt. And I've hurt so many people, so many innocent people. And I've hurt myself. You know, I spoke to a girl that I was fond of, and I don't know why I can never, when I listen to that tape, I don't even know how I could say words like that. I'm not a racist. I love people. I always have. But those words came out of my mouth, I guess. And I'm so sorry, and I'm so apologetic.
What are you sorry about?
Well, I'm sorry that so many people are hurt. My little grandchild goes to a Catholic nursery, and they were passing around candy to everybody when they got to her. They said, "We don't give candy to racists." 7 and 9.
Wait a minute. All right. That's why I stopped it right there. What in the name of heaven is going on in our society?
Who made up that story?
They would take candy away from a 7-year-old because her grandfather said something that many people didn't like. What kind of a world, if that's true, what kind of a world?
I find it unbelievable.
Isn't it?
That is very difficult to believe.
Do you not believe it?
It's very, I mean, I laughed. My first inclination was to laugh.
I heard you chuckle.
So yeah. I can't, I don't know.
Like, really?
Well, but what are you saying, really,
too? I love the tears, too.
To him because you think he's faking it, or to the school that wouldn't give candy to his?
Both.
Absolutely.
But I think
both.
It's more
kind of a nutcase world that we live in. If they take, what has she got to do with her grandfather's bigotry? If in fact that's what it was, what is the grandchild who would do something
and what
I know.
Teacher
like that.
Would do something?
Yes.
Especially what you know,
what,
elementary school
that
teacher would do something like that. I
do
mean,
you think
honestly,
it's true.
Which
I mean,
true?
That seems a very dramatic story.
Well, but is he going to leave himself? You don't think somebody's going to check that? They'll find out where his 7-year-old granddaughter is.
That's true. I guess he'd be really dumb.
I mean,
to make
can
that
you
up.
Imagine that he said something like that and it wasn't true?
He would be so far removed from reality that he could say something like that.
Man.
I don't think he's that far removed. I think. I mean, not I honestly think. I think he thinks he was set up by Magic Johnson.
And
I'll
bet
think.
He was set up by.
And you know, the only thing. Regardless of whether Magic Johnson set him up or not, he went on to kind of make some remarks about HIV and Magic Johnson having it. Did you hear that part?
No.
He said what kind of, you know, he attacked his role model status, saying he's not a great role model for kids. And, you know, I mean, that's questionable, but and hitting kind of low. But I guess Magic hit pretty
well
with him if it's all true.
Who's a good role model around today? Pick one name, man or woman, who is a good role model for children. Quickly find one that isn't there isn't some distraction. This fellow Sam, who's going to go, he's now become this week's sport. He's
Mr. Rogers.
Gay.
Oh, Michael Sam, yeah.
All right, Michael Rogers. Mr. Rogers isn't around anymore, but he was a good role model. You're right. Okay, Mr. Rogers was great. Never found there was not a trace of dirt on that man.
No, but he used to strip in front of people.
Mr. Rogers, take off his sweater. What are you talking about?
That's what she's talking about.
Aye.
Pervert.
Yeah, great.
Took his shoes off.
The results of the NASA Ice and Climate Control Review. Have you heard about this?
Oh,
the
yeah.
The West Antarctic Ice Sheet is melting. Yesterday.
Worried. I just bought property
no
in the
sheet.
World.
Really?
I'm getting worried.
Well, Jennifer, but a boom. The essence, you come back tomorrow.
I'm going away now.
Yesterday, I did a story on what's happening in Greenland. The essence of the change in temperature, 0.5 degrees over the past decade, has caused a lot of the Greenland ice. What is the ice sheets?
The ice shelf. The shelf.
To melt. Now, the influence is from the southern Pacific region. The ocean in the southern Pacific is warmer because that's where the Malaysian airliner is. And the engines are still running, so it's warming up nominally. Yeah, again, you folks. Anyway, the essence of the warmth in the South Pacific has, because of the changing jet stream, caused the temperature in the Arctic and the Antarctic to go up. But it's more noticeable in Greenland, according to this NASA study. They refer to the spot in the Antarctic as worrisome. But don't worry if you have just bought property in New Orleans. It'll be a long time before the water level there is a factor, or that the melting of the Arctic ice sheet is a factor, Roberta. Scientists are talking about hundreds of years. So this puts to rest every day now. I believe it is my job to bring you fact and or fiction about all of this climate change conversation, because much of it, if not fiction, is misinterpreted, misunderstood, and mispresented by the news media because, let's face it, all they want to do is scare your pants off. That's all. They have not interest, they have no interest in bringing you the news. They want to scare you. So this is something that you are not to be scared about, Roberta. It'll take hundreds of years, but over that time, the melt that has started could add 4 feet to current sea levels.
Whoa.
That takes hundreds of years, but if you own property, for example, off the Pacific Coast Highway in Los Angeles County,
yeah,
you may have a wet basement.
There you go.
Or the place may float away. But I'm not going to worry about it.
We're going to be an island someday anyway. California's just going to kind of crack off. Don't worry.
Go off. All right, so
we're going to be the new Hawaii.
Right. I'll just stop making my mortgage payments. And then
did you already do that?
I know. That's another story. You know, I will tell that story on the air someday when it all gets sort of straightened out. But yes, I did. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah. Anyway, Roberta's bought a place. You made your first payment yet? New Orleans?
Not yet. Nope.
No, all right.
Oh, so, you're in the honeymoon phase. Just wait. The bill's coming.
Yeah. And taxes, too.
Oh, I know.
All right. So anyway, it's the springtime in America. 16 before the hour. Jennifer will check the television news, and there's quite a bit of it. And some of it is fairly interesting, and I find it, actually, a couple of stories I've seen to be good news. Plus, a quick review of 24 coming up here on Good Day.
He sits for the win. He scores!
Every fan dreams of this moment. But you're not just a fan. No, you're a face paint wearing, foam finger waving fanatic. Driving to every game, you were there. And on the road to victory, we energized your journey. At Exxon and Mobil stations, our quality gasolines help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, powering more great moments along the way. Like this one. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Buying a car could be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Hey, it's Leah. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might overpay. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and to lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome massive responsive.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Now, 13 before the hour, Jennifer Horn's going to check some television news. I was trying to figure this out, actually. Maybe the two of you, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, here with me on Good Day. Yesterday, we were talking about this cancellation of the new series on Home and Garden Television. Mm-hmm. Got an email from Jude Peek, who says, Doug, you mentioned during a segment that controversy surrounding cancellation of that series had something to do with Association of Skinheads. If heard correctly, maybe I didn't. Where'd you find these facts? CNN states the following. The brothers ran afoul of the network after the right-wing Watch published a post about the pair, labeling David as an anti-gay, anti-choice extremist. And I think what I read into it, as I read between the lines, I think we talked about this, Jennifer, was because there was some connection between him, I think you said that, and the skinheads. Did I hear that correctly?
Well, no, there was some talk that he had been anti-Semitic, so I think they just kind of went away from that.
All right, so that was that's the fact of the matter. ABC has renewed S.H.I.E.L.D., plus has ordered a Captain America spin-off, so they're getting closer and closer to more Marvel television shows. This is like a cash machine.
It is. Isn't, I mean, amazing? Think about it. It kind of started with Heroes. That did well for, what, 5-6 seasons?
Yeah.
And then now you've got Captain America. The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been really cool. I tried to watch the show, and I just don't have enough time to give it my full attention, but it's fun. Every time I've seen it, it's a fun show.
All right, 24, a quick review of last night. It did not disappoint. A lot of the same action that you would expect, plus Chloe tells Jack what happened to her husband and her child, and it wasn't good. So that's what happened last night. All right, Jen, quick review of what you have on your mind.
Well, The Simpsons and The Family Guy, Dougie, are crossing over in September.
Really?
It was first revealed in 2013, but almost nothing has been said about The Family Guy and The Simpsons. But at Fox's Up Front this week, they spilled the beans. The Simpsons Guy will air in September as an hour-long crossover event.
Really?
Ooh, there you go.
All right.
Now, Big War. Larry King, Piers Morgan on Twitter. Larry King. Larry King said, I thought they made a mistake in the Piers hire. I thought it was a mistake.
Was Piers, a mistake.
Piers Morgan said, you don't need to keep bitching about me. It's over. Relax.
No, it was a horrible choice, and it was exactly what Larry said. 51 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
A second case of MERS in the U.S. Just how concerned should all of us be? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. MERS, M-E-R-S, it stands for Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. There's been an outbreak of this virus in the Middle East with a mortality rate at about 40%. There is no vaccine for it. The first case of MERS in the U.S. was reported earlier this month. The patient, a healthcare provider who had just returned from Saudi Arabia. That patient was said to have recovered after treatment in Indiana. Now, doctors in Orlando, Florida are treating a man who contracted MERS after traveling to the Middle East.
The patient is a healthcare provider who resides and works in Saudi Arabia.
That's Assistant Surgeon General Ann Schuchat, who said this patient arrived in the U.S. after flying from Saudi Arabia to London, then on to Boston, Atlanta, and finally Orlando. Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Tom Frieden says it's highly unlikely anyone on those flights contracted the virus.
But out of an abundance of caution, we are reaching out to all of the people who can be identified. This would be in excess of 500 in this case.
Dr. Frieden said the risk to the general public is extremely low, but anyone in close contact with the patients is being monitored. As for that second patient, we are told he's responding well to treatment. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com. New rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good.
Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A banner day on Wall Street. The Dow and S&P closing at record highs yesterday. The Dow up 112 points, closing at 16,695. S&P gained 18 points, up to 1897. The Nasdaq with a solid day as well, up nearly 2%, a 72-point gain. Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling says he can't explain some of the stupid, foolish, uneducated words that he's uttered in an interview with CNN's Anderson Cooper that was broadcast last night. Sterling said his girlfriend, V. Stiviano, basically set him up.
Yes, I was baited. I mean, that's not the way I talk. I don't talk about people, for one thing, ever. I talk about ideas and other things, but I don't talk about people.
Unless you ask him about people, which Anderson Cooper did, asking Sterling about former Lakers star Magic Johnson. Sterling replied about Magic, what has he done? Anderson Cooper said Magic Johnson is a businessman. Sterling answered, he's got AIDS. Did he do any business? Did he help anyone in South L.A.? Oh, and Sterling later said he believes the Clippers players still love him. Finally, let's hit the road. And as we drive along, someone driving alongside is shouting, waving his arms. Apparently, he feels I cut him off, and look out! He cut me off and nearly caused a crash. This, of course, is an example of road rage. The folks at Auto Vantage conducted a survey of cities with the angriest drivers. And where are the worst road ragers? New York City? No. L.A.? Wrong again. Rob DiPietro at Auto Vantage, who's number one?
The top spot for the least courteous drivers is down in Houston.
That's right. Houston, Texas.
And then the most likely to see another driver cutting someone off. They're the most likely to see someone else slam on their brakes. They're up around 2/3 more than the national average.
Sounds like a free-for-all in Houston. How about the other side of this coin? Where are the most courteous drivers in the nation?
We have Portland being the top city. They were the top city when we last did this survey back in 2009.
So, drivers with the best manners can be found in Portland, Oregon. Although, being too courteous can also present some problems. Case in point, in Portland recently, at a four-way intersection with stop signs, four drivers all arrived at the same time.
You go ahead.
No, I insist. You can go ahead.
Me? No,
no,
not me.
You know, this could take weeks before somebody actually moves. You see, this would never happen in Houston. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger, for the one to get it done.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues, with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?